It's Tuesday, December 15th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Continuing fallout from the SolarWinds hack, what we can learn from gaming collaborations, and Windows on ARM gets one step closer. This is the Business of Tech. The massive hack by Russian state-sponsored hackers continues to fall out with additional data points. In a disclosure to the SEC, SolarWinds indicates that they believe fewer than 18,000 customers were impacted and believe that the vulnerability existed between March and June 2020, while additionally being criticized by security researchers for failing to remove the compromised binary from their website nor revoking the signed certificate. Of note, the company has carefully removed a web page that lists its customers. Researchers have also revealed details about how the hackers bypassed multi-factor authentication using a clever methodology to escape detection. Details in a link in the show notes. Researchers are also outlining how the profile of the attack is classic espionage, used in very targeted, stealthy ways to ensure the resources were maximized. The list of federal agencies has expanded to include the Department of Homeland Security, state, and the NIH, and is expected to continue to grow. Why do we care? Security researchers are observing that victims are going to need to recover not only their SolarWinds instances, but also do password resets, device recoveries, and other restoration activities. Additionally, it highlights monitoring the monitor, watching Orion's telemetry for new, unusual, or suspicious network communication patterns. This incident is going to be critically important to track. As I mentioned yesterday, understanding how the code was put into place will be incredibly important. We still do not know fully the extent of the damage. Other organizations in the supply chain are likely compromised as well. Beyond that, use this as a case study of the worst case scenario to mine for as much knowledge as you can. Think it through. The opponent has essentially unlimited resources by being backed by a government agency to take actions against their target. And the target could one day be you. Quick story, Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo have announced a shared set of safety guidelines for how to moderate and police their online platforms. Quoting The Verge, the new principles come under three main categories: prevention, partnership, and responsibility. Prevention covers allowing players to customize their privacy controls to promote the existence of these options and to make them easy to use. Partnership, meanwhile, includes pledges to cooperate with other organizations and rating agencies on safety initiatives. Finally, responsibility includes a commitment to be transparent about rules and to make it easy for players to report when people break the rules. Why do we care? I didn't cover the Facebook antitrust actions on the pod last week, mostly as I didn't have a link to smaller service providers and there were plenty of hot takes already. That said, if you don't see the connection between this move on gaming and what is happening on social, you aren't paying attention. It shows the power of collaboration in any industry. When I call for providers working together to set standards, this is an example of how that works, and thus why you care. Microsoft has announced that emulation of 64-bit applications in Windows on ARM is available. Out in preview as pre-release, this moves towards the emulation required to roll out widely. Why do we care? Wanted to note this because of my growing interest in the development on the chips. Apple's M1 chip is all the buzz with its performance and power gains, and how Microsoft handles the ARM rollout is a small but important detail we're tracking. Does this change endpoint computing? Maybe. Introducing Gatekeeper from Calyptic Security. Zero trust access securing RDP and SSH connections with two-factor authentication without open ports to the internet, client installs, or VPN. 2 years of partner-driven development brings audit-friendly access across all types of devices. Reduce stress and implement proper safeguards as advised by the FBI, NSA, and DHS. All in a purpose-built solution for small businesses. Interested? Learn even more by visiting calyptics.com/gatekeeper, and when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening. We'll talk again tomorrow.